Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine and the publisher at inspiredlivingpublishing.com. And I am super excited to be holding this conversation today. Many of you who follow my brands are like me, a holistic coach, practitioner, therapist who has a deep desire to serve. And I'll speak my truth. There was a time that I really struggled in building my businesses, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I had all the structures in place. I had everything in place. But I kept making the same internal mistakes over and over again until I started to dive deep into my beliefs. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the spiritual meaning of debt and how to heal it, discovering what your money template is, and why this is so important for heart-centered entrepreneurs, coaches, and therapists to heal so that you can serve your audience, your clients, and make a big impact in the world. And that's what we're all here to do. So I am super excited today because joining me is my dear friend, Shelley Ryuta, who is the founder and president of the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, a holistic psychotherapist, Aspire Magazine's holistic business expert, and she's the creator of her own six-figure holistic psychotherapy practice. Now, because of her own success at creating a thriving holistic practice, that's what led her to launch the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, which is called the GAHP, G-A-H-P. And it's dedicated to supporting holistic therapists, healers, coaches, and health practitioners to develop their own thriving six-figure holistic practices and learn about the holistic methods to accelerate the results of their clients. Welcome, Shelley.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Linda.
Well, it's such an important topic, the work that you're doing in the world to support this whole group of individuals so they can create their own thriving businesses. It's something you and I are both passionate about because we see in our community how many women and men are walking away from their businesses, their life passion, their purpose, because they don't know what they don't know, right? They don't know that there's internal beliefs that could be preventing their success. So I'd like to dive in because you and I have had many private conversations and, you know, through your column with Aspire, I've learned a lot from you about this spiritual meaning of debt. And just that phrase, right, kind of energetically shifts how you would look at debt. So can we start there and really dive into what you mean by that?
Yeah, well, there's four different facets of what debt can mean for spiritual practitioners, spiritual entrepreneurs, and because when I first started working with people in coaching, you know, therapists and healers and coaches, and this issue of debt would come up, I would be like, I started to learn more about the subtle nuances and meanings that went a bit deeper than the surface of how we normally think of debt. So the first aspect of it, and this can be something, you know, where debt can be a way where, you know, people can use things to make them feel better and fill you up. And oftentimes, prior to people getting into their holistic business, if they're not feeling that fulfillment of living their life purpose, sometimes people are searching for things so they can actually start to accumulate debt because they're off track from that joy and fulfillment that you get from really bringing your life purpose out there in a bigger way. And the second thing is, as people move to build their holistic business, the debt actually can be a way to create struggle in order to avoid the risks that you need to take to grow your business. So sometimes it can be a distraction mechanism. And so you want to take a closer look at that. Am I creating this in order to stop myself from living my bigger vision? And it also, number three, it can be a way to hide out and stay small. Some of the people with the most potential have the most debt. So I learned this really early on with one of my most talented clients, who was like a total rock star and had accumulated a pretty good size amount of debt. And I was in a coaching call with her one day, and all of a sudden this divine download was, that is just an inverse of her potential. You know, it's, that is how much money she can be making, you know, in her business, like, and even more than that. But it was just because she was holding herself back so much, it just kind of was, got inverted. So instead of income, it was debt. And when I got that, when that moment, when that happened, it all made sense. It was just like, because she was hiding out so much, all this debt was accumulating. And the moment she just stepped forward into her bigger vision, she grew her business, she was able to pay off that debt, and obviously expand even more beyond that. So since that point, I've had other clients come through who were, and I saw that parallel between the biggest potential can have this inverse, you know, thing going on where they're accumulating debt. So you want to just pay attention if that's something that you have done or are doing, and just really recognize, like, oh, this represents my potential.
And what an energy shift to look at it that way.
Absolutely.
Because I've been there, and you know my backstory. There's a lot of shame and guilt when we even hear the word debt. And that shame and guilt, and I'll speak my own truth, was something I had to release and forgive myself for. And that was the only way that I was able to move forward and create what everyone knows me for today and create abundance.
Right.
I feel that that's that other level of, that's why I love this term, the spiritual meaning of debt, because it's so much deeper than the world view of debt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so it is looking at, you know, is the debt that inverse, you know, potential that isn't being manifested? So then what do you need to do to manifest that potential? And because you don't want to use the debt as an excuse not to live your potential, because, Linda, you and I know you have to invest to grow your business too. So at that moment when people are who do have debt come to that threshold of making that decision, they can actually use the presence of debt as a barrier to not invest in themselves, which keeps them stuck even more.
And it creates a vicious cycle energetically, spiritually, mm-hmm. and financially.
Yes, exactly. And just to know that whatever level of debt you have, if you do have debt right now, that, you know, that living your life purpose, stepping forward into your holistic business, your life purpose, it will, and if you expand to the level that you're meant to, that will be taken care of. It's going to be a complete non-issue. So it's really the level of the debt indicates the level of expansion that you're meant to be doing in your business.
It's a beautiful way of looking at it. And I believe the same thing you do, and many in our circle believe that. If you're drawn to be a therapist, healer, coach, or health practitioner, anyone that serves others, right, from this heart-centered energy, it's because you are called to do that, and there are lives that will only be changed and transformed by your work. So I feel, this is my personal belief, that it's each of our personal responsibility to do the inner work, do the inner healing, even the stuff that doesn't feel good, so that we can be of service to others through our businesses.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And what I have found in training to because I do certification training as well as the business coaching. So much, we even have a module in our certification about how to help your clients transform your relationship with money, because you clearing your money blocks then allows you then to support your clients to do the same, because your clients are going to bump into the very same thing that you're bumping into. You know, 99.8% of the population has money blocks. You know, we are living in a culture that is very scared, you know, a lot of scarcity, a lot of fear around money, a lot of generational patterns that are rattling around. And so there's a lot of layers of healing that need to happen for people to step into the fullness of their abundance and their potential.
And you know why I'm really thrilled to be talking about this, Shelley, is there's so many of us in the personal spiritual development world that don't speak the truth, right? And what I mean by that is it's really important for me to tell people, especially those in our industry, those that are trying to grow their business and step out, and they're being so courageous, right? I want them to look at my brand and not go, well, I could never do what Linda did. I want to speak my truth and say, are you kidding me? I've built multiple businesses. I've fallen on my ass multiple times. I've had it all. I've lost it all. But I kept staying true to what my soul was leading me to do, which led me to what I'm doing today. But I wanted to speak that a lot of us have been where they are right now, right? Maybe we have you have more debt than you're comfortable with. You're not sure which direction to go in your business. And I think it's so important that we hold these conversations so they realize they're not alone, that the struggle they're going through in their holistic practice is something others have gone through, and there is another way, right? There's hope on the other side of it.
Absolutely.
And I want to take one moment, Shelley. We're going to come back because we're going to dive in even deeper into this topic, and I don't want to have to interrupt Shelley. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment with Shelley of jointhegap.com, and the gap is GAHP.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And right before the break, I was talking with Shelley Ryuta of jointhegap.com, and we were talking about an important topic, the spiritual meaning of debt, how to heal it, how it might be showing up in your life. So, Shel, for those who are saying, raising their hand right now, like, oh, yes, that is what's showing up in my life, how does self-esteem tie into it? Because I noticed, if I look at my life many years ago, it played a major role. And what I believed I was worthy of receiving. Do you see that too?
Yeah, because self-esteem affects, you know, how much money we make in our holistic business. Because really, how much good we let into our life is determined by both the level of our self-esteem and the level of our self-confidence. So I make a distinction between those two. So, for example, and we'll just do a little quick exercise right now so you can kind of see where you're at on both of these. So if you can just give yourself a rating on what is your level of self-esteem on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being you feel fabulous about yourself, and then do the same thing with self-confidence. So this is how confident you are in the work that you're doing and helping your clients get amazing results. So on a scale of 1 to 10, again, you know, how do you rate yourself? So if you look at those two numbers, so let's say your self-esteem, you know, seeing your own beauty and magnificence, you're at a 5. And then maybe your self-confidence is at a 6, something like that. So really those ratings, you know, that is going to really determine that you're going to be able to only allow the full abundance that's really meant for you to come in at only a level 5 or 6.
Wow.
So that's what's so important, to both look at the self-esteem, just how you see yourself and just your own love of your, the beauty of your spirit and just innate, like you're amazing, and then the self-confidence, like how confident are you in your spiritual gifts and everything you've been given to share with others. So really that, if you can do this beautiful healing on both of those levels and get yourself to a 10 and a 10, you're really going to open up an amazing potential for money to come to you through your holistic business and in your life.
That's powerful, powerful way of looking at it, because sometimes I think we segment everything. I know I mm-hmm. used to. We segment, mm-hmm. like, what's self-esteem got to do with this? And but we, because we're spiritual, holistic beings, every aspect of ourself is interrelated with the next aspect of ourselves. And that's why it's also important to work on self-confidence and self-esteem. One of the other things we've talked about and you've written about in the past is related to money patterns that we get from our family. And I was like, oh, some of the stuff we absorb, I think by osmosis, even though we might not intellectually believe it, I found that a lot of those stories get embedded in our psyche because we heard them growing up, whether or not we knew we were listening. So what are some of the specific money patterns that you've seen?
Yeah, the first one that I have seen a lot is the restrictive money pattern. So this is when you're in a family, and it could be your mom or your dad or both of them, saving money excessively and in a restrictive way that is really based on fear. So oftentimes in that restrictive pattern, people live their life based on fear, missing out on the joy that's available to them. So, and it really doesn't matter how much money people are making or not making, people can still have that restrictive money pattern. You hear the story of people who, you know, are, you know, have lots of money, who have the restrictive money pattern, right? You know, they're operating from a place of fear. And then the second pattern is the money victim pattern, meaning having money struggles their whole life and never doing anything to change it. And they move into the victim and say, this is just happening to me, and they don't take any responsibility for creating it. So you really want to, you know, everything that you're experiencing in your relationship with money, you want to take 100% responsibility for creating it, because if you don't do that, you can't change it or have it be anywhere, you know, any different than it is. We are powerful spiritual beings, and we can create anything we want in any area of our life, including what's happening in our relationship with money and what's happening with abundance for us. Number three is the overspending pattern, continually living above what they are making. Core of this pattern is to avoid deeper feelings or to hide out from manifesting a big vision that is their true path. So you want to look at, if you have a bit of overspending going on, you want to look at what feelings you're avoiding, you know, and not tapping into and healing. Or, again, like what we were talking about with the debt, is this a way to distract yourself and avoid your big vision and really funneling your energy into that? And then finally, the bulimic pattern, which is spending a lot of money and swinging the other way and restricting their money excessively. So you're just like ping-ponging back and forth. And again, this tends to be avoidance of deeper feelings, and it creates a lot of drama that can prevent you from really creating your big vision. So these are the four patterns that I've seen. So the more you can learn about your family pattern, because we either tend to model our family pattern, you know, so let's say your parents had a restrictive pattern, and then you can either be restrictive yourself, or you might swing all the way to overspending and say, well, I'm never going to, you know, restrict like my parents. I saw how miserable they were. And now you're an overspender. So you want to look at, did you adapt to your family pattern, or are you in reaction to it?
And, you know, I'm sitting here going, well, I can see where I, and I'm curious, this is a question for you. I can see that at different times in my life, I swung between, it looks like two of them especially, the money victim mm-hmm. pattern in my teens into my probably late 20s. And then it wasn't, I remember back then Shelley saying, you know, why does this have to be so hard? But it wasn't until I realized that the answer was within me, not outside of me. Yeah. And that's when I started to heal it. It took me a while, but at least I can see myself that I was there. And then when I finally got things going in my early 30s, I could see that I was a little bit fearful. And mm-hmm. I went into restrictive because it was like, oh, my God, stuff is finally coming. I have to make sure it stays.
Right.
And so, you know, I just want to share my truth. I can see that I was there. Then I went into that. And then I feel like I'm in this, it's like I drew a line on the paper because I have all these notes that you just shared. I feel like there's this line in the middle between number one, two, three, and four, and I'm actually in the middle now, and I feel good.
Yeah.
I receive, I give. I receive, I give, and the biggest word I'll use is trust. So thank you for sharing that, because it allowed me I just learned a lot, but I also realized, wow, I've come a long way, baby.
Yes, absolutely, Linda. That is huge. I'm so glad you mentioned that when the money starts coming in, because I really want to speak to many of you listening that are growing your business. And, you know, we see this with our coaching clients. All of a sudden, they start to bring this money in that has not come in before. And you really want to watch your money patterns at this point, because people can either get into the restrictive, they can get into the overspending. I actually have a friend of mine who has a $1 million business, but she grew up in the projects, and then early on in her career, when she started to make money, she was just like, she had never seen that kind of money before, and went into this whole, like, spending it as soon as she got it, because she didn't know if more would be coming in. You know, people have to, it's so interesting how you did a restrictive pattern, and then she did
the opposite pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to watch as you're healing this. Every step of the way, you just want to keep tuning in, like, okay, what pattern might be getting activated here? Because it's like a lot of times people will be like, oh, all the money's coming in. I really healed that. I'm good to go. Like, no.
No, it's layered.
There's always another little nuance, another – I know for me it was like I was holding myself back. And everyone's going to laugh because it's so funny. Our beliefs don't really make a lot of sense, you know, and that's why it's good to
evaluate
talk about them and heal them. But I remember working with my coach, and it was this whole thing. I was holding myself back with making more money, and it was this unconscious belief, like I didn't want to pay taxes. Like, because my mom was like obsessed about taxes, like, oh my gosh, you're going to have to pay so many taxes if you make a lot of money, you know. And my coach was like, Shelly, you know, like, if you're making a lot of money, yeah, you're going to pay a lot of taxes, but you're still making a lot of money. Like,
exactly.
Okay.
But that was the seed that had got planted when you were younger that became this underlying belief that almost could have been become sabotaging if you didn't recognize
it. Totally. Yes, exactly. Because this is the thing. That's why I want you all to just pay close attention, because these can be very subtle. And as you expand and get more and more successful in your business, you know, once you shift, like Linda talked about, out of that money victim pattern into your co-creation, into your expansion, you still need to really pay attention closely.
Yeah, when we come back from the break in a moment, Shelly, what I want to dive into is your specialty. And I love, what I love about what you do at the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching is, one, you're a holistic psychotherapist yourself. You created a thriving six-figure practice and then realized, oh, why are all my friends that I graduated with either closing up shop or not being successful, and they started coming to you? And what I want to talk about, because so many of our listeners are in these fields, because that's a lot of my followers, and I want to talk about how it could be showing up in their business, what some of the signs to see and recognize, so that we can help them succeed, give them the information that they need to heal some of this. So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break, and I'll be back in a moment with Shelly Riuta of jointhegap.com, GAHP.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now. When you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelly Riuta invites you to claim the 5-piece Holistic Practice Building Kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome back. I am here with Shelley Reuter of the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching. And Shelley, let's talk more about this because you and I are both passionate about giving coaches, therapists, healers, health practitioners, any heart-centered service-based business owner that's here to transform lives, basically. Let's help them discover any underlying stories that they're talking about, because you've covered the money patterns, which I think was really powerful. I know it helped me. We've talked about the spiritual meaning of debt and also how self-esteem affects, you know, how much money we can make. That was a big one for me. So you've also written about, and you and I have talked about, a money template. But what is a money template?
So a money template, so we talked about patterns, and then, you know, if we get into this concept of a template, the way I look at templates is they're like an overlay, and there is belief patterns that are driving the template. So it's a little bit different than a pattern. And so I started to help people identify not only their money patterns, but then their money template. And the first template that is so common is the not enough money template. There is never enough. And what is fueling that, the underlying belief pattern that's fueling that, is a scarcity mindset. And I really believe at a collective level, we are in the midst of shifting and transforming a really big scarcity mindset, right? In 2008, when everything happened, I felt like that was a really big wake-up call and a very big healing, because all those underlying fears about scarcity totally got flushed to the surface, right? Remember how much fear and constriction was going on in 2008?
Yeah.
You know, it's like people were terrified, losing jobs, so much fear. And even though it was painful, you know, people's, you know, lost their homes. I mean, a lot of chaos and big stuff happened for people. And I know many of you listening, your life was probably dramatically shifted in some way, shape, or form during that. And the bigger thing that allowed is a collective healing of that amount of fear, you know, flushing it to the surface. You know, a lot of times when we're healing and releasing something, that's when we're feeling it the most intensely. So many of you who felt a lot of fear, you know, you probably were releasing a ton of fear. So I really believe that since 2008, we have been in a massive shift around this. And we can see it in the transformational field that, you know, really people embracing the shift from the scarcity mindset into the prosperity mindset, you know, really making a full shift into that faith and that trust rather than that constriction in the scarcity mindset. So that is one of the biggest money templates. It still obviously is rattling around with many people. Many of you listening to are in varying degrees of releasing this. And then the second money template is the having ups and downs with money, like a roller coaster ride. And what I want you to look at deeper, if this is a situation for you, is what's fueling that is a chaos mindset and a lack of deserving mindset and also a scarcity mindset. So there's three different mindsets that are actually fueling. And this is why I love talking about it, because, you know, we can talk about it at the surface level and go, yeah, I have ups and downs with my money. But if you don't know really what's fueling it, the underlying belief pattern, you're never going to change it. So if you look at a chaos mindset, you know, you're used to having these adrenaline rushes of, you know, chaos happening, and your whole system is wired to be in chaos. So you have to heal that. There's a reason why you got locked into a chaos vibration, and that needs to be addressed. Another thing that needs to be addressed is the lack of deserving mindset. huge for people, right?
I think that was mine,
yeah.
Shelley. Up until
yes.
until I recognized it, probably in my late 30s, early 40s, and I'm 54 now. I can tie it back to that was the cause of a lot of my repeating the same behaviors and patterns.
Yes. Like a core level belief, like I don't deserve good things. I don't deserve money. I don't deserve abundance.
And I want to say, I'm glad you said that because it wasn't an intellectual belief. If you asked me if I believed that, I would have said, no, of course I deserve abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I started diving deep into my own emotional and spiritual healing, it was a hidden belief, an insidious little bugger that I thought I was a little shocked that it was there because I'm like, of course I deserve abundance. But that was my sabotaging belief that had been embedded and I didn't know was there. So I'm so glad you said that it's there and you might not know it's there.
It can be so intense. I remember, as you were talking, Linda, I was remembering the first time that I signed on a six-month client when I first started, made that transition into the association and signed on a client, a six-month client for $5,000. And I just got off the phone with that, and I felt like I was going to throw up. There was so much lack of deserving being released. You know, just like, oh, my God. My conditioned self was totally operating in that moment. But I also, at the same time, because I had taken action and had this beautiful connection with my client and I knew amazing things were going to happen for her, at the same time, I had to clear and purge all that lack of deserving, the conditioned self that's like, how do you deserve that? How do you deserve to expand in this way? And I just remember it was such a visceral, I feel like I'm going to throw up because these beliefs are so toxic. It does. It's like you do want to throw up because you don't want these in your body. And
it was a real physical purging. It was like the last layer for you.
Yeah.
And look at today. I mean, I know some of your clients, they're amazing. And if you hadn't purged that, and this is for everyone that's listening, if you hadn't purged it, look at how many coaches, therapists, clients who are in the association
mm-hmm.
that, one, you wouldn't be able to help support them so they can go out, clear their own blocks, so they can then have thriving businesses to change lives. It's
absolutely.
Our responsibility to heal this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I get so passionate about it because I know what it's like to live on the other side, right? I know that
mm-hmm.
feeling of feeling like you don't deserve and struggling with finances. I know it all because I lived it. It's why I'm so passionate about this topic because so many of my personal friends, even if I wasn't in this business, I just have a great circle of friends that fall in this industry. Whether they're life coaches, business coaches, health practitioners, as you know, a lot of psychotherapists and psychologists are in my inner circle. And this conversation comes up time and time again. And a lot of them that are successful said what you said, Shel. Until they healed their stuff, their money stories,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't create thriving businesses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's such a core piece.
And that's what I love about the gap, because how many associations that support people in growing their business offer this, right, this core spiritual piece of, listen, to be successful, I can tell you how to do practice building, I can give you done-for-you templates, checklists, and forms, but let's dive a little deeper. Let's make sure you clear the beliefs so that when I give you everything that comes with the association to create a thriving practice, that you're spiritually and emotionally ready for it.
Absolutely. Yes. That's why it's so powerful you need to be working on both and have both for it truly to be successful. Yes.
Because the woman I keep saying the word woman because most of my listeners and readers are women, but in the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, I just want to explain what that is because it is an association where therapists, healers, coaches, and practitioners can come together to grow their businesses. But I want you to take a moment, because I think it is so important for them to know there's an association like this out there, and explain it to them so they know there's a home that they can go.
Yeah, so the GAP, as we affectionately call it, is really for therapists, healers, and coaches, health practitioners that practice from a holistic perspective. So I know we have the word psychotherapy in the title, and but so many people in the association are not therapists. So, but we really support you to build a successful, thriving, holistic business. We have monthly training calls. We have a phenomenal forum where we're doing things to help you build your online platform. We have Twitter Tuesday, Blog Wednesday, Facebook Friday. It's a place where you can ask questions, get a lot of love and support. And then we have a whole library of training calls, like on every aspect of growing your business, but also the money mindset, what we're talking about today. We have so many calls on that, and we get so much amazing feedback from our members who just listen to the calls. We have a library that we started in 2010, so we have 6 years of training calls. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of them, and it's some of the things I wish that I knew when I first came online, like 5 ways to build your email list, 7 biggest mistakes holistic practitioners make when building their practices. I'm like, where was this stuff back when I came online? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I know many of your members and clients, and I only hear amazing positive stuff about having this community where they all get each other, right, and where they all support and love each other up and support each other's businesses. But more than that, to have the resources to make the internal shift so that you can make an external shift in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So having that level of support, the community that is going to surround you with love, and you're going to be inspired because we have people on the forum saying, oh my gosh, I just signed on a new client, and everyone's celebrating with them. And so just at that moment when you're like, can I really do it? All of a sudden you see that on the forum and you're like, yes, if they can do it, I can do it. So it's so important to surround yourself with that love, that inspiration, and then the concrete, you know, here's specific things to grow your business, the marketing. I love internet marketing. I love teaching about it. I love breaking it down so it's easy to understand and implement for all of you right-brained. You know, I'm not very technical. Don't worry. We make it easy for you to implement in a way that's fun and gets you great results.
Well, I invite everyone to visit jointhegap.com. Again, the GAP is GAHP.com. And we'll be back in a moment with Shelley. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about how to eliminate your fear related to money. And we'll dive in a little bit more about your money mindset and how it holds the power over your personal economy and opportunities that come to you. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and we're having a juicy conversation about one of my favorite topics, spiritual meaning of debt, money mindset, how to eliminate your fear related to money so you can thrive in your holistic practice. So, Shelley, let's talk in the last segment about how to eliminate our fears related to money.
Yes, I love this one. So to eliminate your fear related to money, you want to make the shift to having faith in universal abundance rather than scarcity. So you really want to begin to tap into the truth, which is the source of abundance is really God or spirit, whatever your spiritual belief is, which is unlimited, right? God or spirit is unlimited. So if you think in human terms, you think of human constraints and you think that external circumstances as having the ability to limit you. But when you go, all the money that flows to me in my life is actually coming from spirit. It's flowing to me from spirit. That's where the abundance is coming from. And it's coming through all these different channels. And one of the channels is your business. But there's hundreds, you know, we do this exercise in one of our workshops where we help everyone to open up every channel that money can come to them because there's hundreds and thousands of ways that money can come to you. But when people are stuck in that scarcity mindset, they're like, oh my gosh, money can come to me in only this way and it's a very small opening. But when they go, oh my gosh, it's actually coming from spirit. There's so many channels it can come to me. I remember even one of my neighbors years ago, she was listening to one of my teleclasses and she was hearing me teach about this. And she's like, Shelley, after that teleclass, I took a walk in the neighborhood and I was reaching my hand up in the air to catch a leaf. And all of a sudden this money, like I grabbed like a stack of money that was floating through the air. And she's like, you were right.
I love it.
It just floats through the air, and I just grabbed it, you know, and it was just the funniest story, you know, because it was just such a visceral experience of, yeah, it's everywhere. It can be, you know, floating with the leaves that are blowing around as you go for a walk.
And I love what you said. It's based on the universe is abundant and never-ending, and if we have faith that our abundance comes from the universe, then it's almost like we open ourselves to receive from channels that we didn't know existed in the human mind.
Yes, exactly. I can tell story after story of opening up the channels. It becomes humorous, you know, how money gets to people when they really open up and go, wow, it's coming from spirit. It's coming through all these channels. And then once they open up to it, it's almost like the universe is like, oh, I'm going to really wow them with how it's going to come to them and really to really get that this is the way it works when you really open up those channels.
You know, it's funny because I'm thinking of some of the little things I do, right? Because you know me personally as a friend, but
yeah.
You know that I do believe this, right? So about 5 years ago, I've never been a check register user, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
you know the check
mm-hmm.
registers. They just never resonated with me because it was always, especially back when I had the victim mindset, it was always negative, negative, negative.
Mm-hmm.
So then many years later, it was like, jeepers, you know, it's based on the negative, right? I know you're making deposits, but you're constantly making a negative sign. And when I wanted to shift my abundance mindset and how I looked at the world, and it's right in front of me, in fact, it's like a document, just a Word doc that I created, which is kind of like my check register, except it only records incoming, right? And at the top, it's a you know, just a Word doc with lines. It's called the Abundance Journal, and at the top of it, in purple font, because purple is abundance and my granddaughter's favorite color, so it says, Abundance Journal. I receive financial miracles daily, and so it is. And this, I got 20 pages filled in that go back, you know, a couple of years. So it probably fits, it looks like about 60 entries. And Shell, I write down everything. If I get a discount, yeah, like I have the date, July 7th, you know, blah, 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 this much money. I write it down because if you can't be grateful for the $5 discount that you got at the restaurant, then you can't be grateful for the $5,000 client because gratitude is gratitude. And the universe doesn't want you to say, well, how can you judge $5 over $5,000? Because it doesn't look that, it doesn't feel, it doesn't process that way. So, yeah, I taught my daughter this, and everything goes on this piece of paper. And it's more of my heart saying thank you, right?
Yeah.
But it became such a practice that it's almost like everything shifted for me. So I share this a lot of times, and I'm actually thinking of sharing it in one of my groups now that I say that out loud.
Yeah.
But that's what you're talking about, right? Shifting.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And to add to what Linda's talking about, when you, any money you get or anything really good in your life, you want to shout it from the rooftops. You want to, so we encourage all of our clients when they sign on a new client, go into all the forums, celebrate it. It's that phrase, you celebrate what you want to see more of. And I know for our holistic practice, when they first start that influx of money, you know, they're like, oh, should I really tell people I'm doing this, right? And so we're like, no, you have to celebrate. You have to shout it from the rooftops so you can really open up to that even more.
Yeah, and it's such, one, it's you opening your heart to the universe and saying thank you. It's one, opening up this, for me anyway, it's this line, this sense of trust that all is well and I love when it's from places I didn't even expect because I always look up. I look up all the time and I go, oh, thank you, you know, for the 55 cents that I found, you know, walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I always look up and it's with like a grateful heart because who am I to say where it comes from? And if you can't, again, if you can't be grateful for the 55 cents, you're not going to be grateful for the 5,500 and the universe
knows
that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've discovered that on my own path. And Shelley, I have to say, I just love this conversation. And, you know, every time that we talk about this topic, we both get so pumped up because we know it's a powerful one for everyone to heal this layer of their story so they can create thriving six-figure practices. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for being who you are and shining your light in the world.
Yes, thank you, Linda. Thank you for sharing in this way. You have such a beautiful spirit. I love talking about this topic with you and sending lots of love and abundance to all of you listening.
And everyone, please, if you are in this field, I invite you to go to jointhegap.com. And again, let me spell the gap, GAHP.com. And get all the juicy details of how you can be part of this amazing academy and grow your business. Blessings, everyone. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.